Hello.
Hi Laurie, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm disappointed.
Why? What happened?
I talked to Health and Human Services, and they told me that you do not do the ILW waiver,
Right, we don't. I didn't realize that's the only thing you have.
what?
I didn't realize that you were going through the independent living waiver. I thought it would be through consumer-directed services.
It is, but I have a waiver which gives me almost 2 more hours a day, 7 days a week.
I did not know that you
And
had the access to that.
yes, and I can't allow my time to be cut by that much. I don't understand why some places don't accept the waiver. What is that? Why would that be?
Honest truth is, I'm not even exactly sure. I would have to find out why we don't. It could be it's just a matter of a contract that we just don't have.
Right. I see. I wasn't even aware that a payroll provider could not, if they take CVS, I thought that was a given.
Right. Let me find out from the higher ups. I don't think we do. I just feel like I should find out before discharging this because it's a shame.
Yeah,
It's something we could
I
work
would
with.
say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if there's something we could work with, I wish we could. Let me find out. So
Okay.
the question is, if we're approved to provide services through the independent living waiver?
In addition to CVS, yes.
Oh, so just so I could understand, then CDS, you have a certain amount of hours per week under CDS, and then in addition
Yes.
to that, you have hours under the ILW.
Correct.
So you don't want to, so you can't do, could you do two different agencies, or that's just not even worth it for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know. The Health and Human Services representative did not indicate that I could leave one with Phoenix, my current company, and take the CDS only away. I think she would have mentioned that because I explained to her how, they're already committed I was, and I had negotiated salaries for the ladies that helped me.
Right.
And so it was just a lack of knowledge on my part, and I'm interested though to learn, why that would be.
Right. Like, what about if? Because I see what happened. I'm looking at your care plan. I assume the Phoenix. So I see under Phoenix Home Care and Hospice, you have. I assume the Phoenix part is the 600 units, and then the hospice part is 165 units. Could be that's just
Oh
the way
no,
they.
I'm not on hospice care.
So maybe it's just the way they brand their independent living waiver or the name of their company. I'm not really sure. Could just be the name of their company that they also provide hospice. Let me find
Yes, that's
out.
correct.
Right, that's probably what it is. Let me find out though if there's any way we could approve the. Like, I don't know, 'cause we would be able to provide you the 599 units of CDS. It's just the ILW we can't.
Is that the breakdown on the units?
What do you say?
Was that the
Yes,
correct breakdown? I see.
exactly. There's 165 units I guess through the independent living waiver.
I
So
see. Okay, yeah, that
say
makes sense.
this. How about, do you want to ask Jennifer if there's a way you could split that up to continue with Phoenix for your just those 2 hours and then just switch over to Deluxe for your the bulk of everything? Because 600 units gives you a lot. It gives you around 30 hours a week. I'm just estimating. I could tell you
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't I'm not going to take away because see, I'm at the point where you cannot apply for that again. Once you turn, I think it's Well, the Health and Human Services lady said 63. I'm 64. So if I abandon these benefits, I cannot reapply.
Yeah. So you definitely don't want to do that. The question is, if you could keep, I just did the math, it's about 34.8. It's almost 35 hours of CDS services you're approved for. And then about, I guess, 165 units is a lot less than that. 1 second. Let me just do the math for you. 215 divided by 60 divided by 4.3. You have around 9.5 hours per week of through the independent living waiver, which is very useful hours, which you should not be losing. The thing is, look, if bulk of the hours are through CDS, maybe they would just switch over the CDS. Doesn't mean you're switching a transferring an agency. Doesn't mean you're not switching much. It's just who's providing you the service. So if you were approved for ILW, you still have it. It's just a matter of who's providing you the service.
Yes, but I, you know, again, I don't know if that can be split. And I would think that, you know, given the explanation to the situation that I gave the Health and Human Services rep, she would have,
you
know, if there was a way to accommodate that, I think she would have said, you know.
Okay.
And in prior meetings, when I've switched payroll companies, I just never encountered this.
Right. So I have encountered like that some of the hours, like some of my patients get respite care. So it's a pretty mm-hmm. similar situation, right? We don't provide respite care, but we do provide CDS. So someone could maybe have 30 hours of CDS and then another 5 hours a day, a week or a day, whatever, of respite care. So what we would do is we would still service their CDS and the respite care would be through a different agency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why it's
so
different with...
They did allow that split for respite and CDS?
Yeah, they did. Or for nursing, let's say. They would say, okay, you would take deluxe for CDS, and then the nursing service would be a different agency.
Hmm. Okay, I'll inquire about that. And if you would, you know, please find out why they won't accommodate the ILW.
Okay, let me just find out for you. Sure. Right now, I doubt that most people left the office already, but I will.
Well, it doesn't have to be today.
It'll be for tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, I'll update you what my managers say about the ILW, and you'll update me if there's a way to split up the service. Obviously, we do not want you to lose those additional hours. They're very valuable, especially if you can't apply for them anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll think before we do anything. But just, yeah, ask Jennifer. Maybe it could be split in half. Or not in half.
Jennifer?
More than half. Jennifer is the state specialist that you spoke to today.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay.
Do you know her
extension?
Yes, she
did call me back. Excuse me?
Her extension is 369.
Yes, I have that.
You have it? Okay, perfect. Okay, fine. Let's be in touch tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Sure, of course. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.